Andrew, A-N-G-E-L, Uresti, U-R-E-S-T-I, 12901. Date of birth today is the 28th of August. Chief complaint, cough, congestion, fever, shortness of breath, back pain, leg pain, arm pain, palpitations, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. This is a, two-year-old young man who originally from Mexico, lives here in the States, works with concrete, comes in today with the above-mentioned symptoms for the past 2 days, especially 3 days, period. 3 days, especially the past 2 days, much more severe, period. In the paragraph in the office, he was tachycardic at 92 and tempo was 99, period. His COVID test was negative. I mean, a COVID test was positive, and now he's being worked up with the above-mentioned symptoms. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink. He maybe smokes or drinks once a month, if that. He's not married, but he has a fiancé in Mexico, doesn't have children, works with concrete. Review of system as above, allergen and COVID immunization times 3. Surgery 4 years ago, had back surgery because he ate some unpasteurized milk / cheese and developed brucellosis affecting his spine, requiring a Harrington rod. Medical problems, depression, anxiety, obesity. Medications, none. Family history, diabetes, hypertension. Review of system as above, along with symptoms of increased weight, tiredness, headache, hypersomnolence, and very strong symptoms of sleep apnea undiagnosed. On exam, he weighs 256 pounds, which has gone up 10 pounds in the past few months, 97%, 98.4, 16, 89 to 95, pulse 133 over 70, heart positive, small positive, restrict, lungs, few bronchi, GMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash, no extremity shows a trace edema. Chest x-ray, which was done to rule out pneumonia, shows the increased size heart. And what looks like Harrington rods in place in his spine where he had infected vertebra with brucellosis. As far as his abdominal pain is concerned, we looked at his abdomen via ultrasound. There was no abnormality in the gallbladder. Liver looked normal. Spleen looked normal. Prostate and the bladder looked normal. Echocardiogram shows, which was done for palpitation, shows the RVH. Definitely needs a sleep study, ASAP. Carotid ultrasound, which was done for dizziness, showed no evidence of obstruction, significant obstruction. The prostate within normal limits, no evidence of renal artery stenosis noted. There's lymphadenopathy in the neck consistent with COVID-19. Next number, we'll treat the COVID with Z-Pak, Medrol, Zospac, and Paxlovid. 300/100. Next number, last set of blood tests was less than a year ago. Next number, he was checked for thyroid deficiency, but he doesn't remember if they checked him for low testosterone. Next number, sleep study is a must. Next number, procephenogram now. Next number, dexamethasone 8 milligram now. Next number, vitamin D. Next number, aspirin. Next number, strep is negative. Next number, flu A, flu B negative. Next number, go to the hospital if you develop chest pain or shortness of breath. We talked about leg pain. Been related to DVT. No evidence of DVT was seen today, but it was discussed that he develops redness, heat in his legs, to go to the emergency room right away. Thank you. Everything was discussed with patient before leaving. Thank you.